How do we do it again? Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is a very exciting episode. No, but seriously, hello.
We are finally back.
Yes, we are. After
we made
a long
it to
break.
Season three.
Yeah, we have been gone for a little bit. We had a good little rest and recuperation, and now we're back for season three. We spent the last like hour. I have literally been sitting down ready to record for almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Guys, we forgot about the time difference in the States with daylight saving where Steph is. So she was ready at 1:30 my time and I wasn't even home.
Yeah. And I was like, this is so strange. Like I'd
so
set
I don't
it
know
up
how
and...
we missed that.
I know. I'm sorry if you can hear the dogs barking in the background. I've actually locked and them away, by the way. Maybe you can't. But yeah, that was too
the
funny.
The funny thing was, is that you thought you were 20 minutes late and I didn't even realize because it was still 40 minutes until my time. And you were like, why hasn't she messaged? Because I'm 20 minutes late.
We were having a good chat on Snapchat about something else. And I was like, it's so strange that she hasn't been like, sorry, I'm running late. I mean, I didn't say that either, but like, it's just standard for me to run late. And Shana hadn't mentioned anything about like me being late. And I was like, this is weird. Finally sat down. And I'd like set it up, sent her the like
yeah,
info.
How did you realize?
Well, I sent you the info and then it was like 2:50 my time. We were meant to start at 2:30. And I was like, oh my God, like, cause I'd sent you the link and I don't even know. I just kind of realized when I was sitting there for like 5 minutes waiting and I was like, this is weird. And now we spent like the,
cause we were so on top of it last
season.
Yeah,
but it's cause we started, the first season. I think we started with it like this
before it. Yeah.
Like it was in daylight savings with the hour difference.
That was our first issue. And then it just took literally 45 minutes to get my computer connected. But we finally got there. So we are back. And we are ready to record this first episode.
Moral of the story, relaunch your apps
update
when things don't work. We got there. And you know what my issue is?
Oh,
I tried to carry up a cider to put into a glass for this podcast. And I put it inside the glass to carry it up. And now it's permanently stuck in the glass. So if you hear slurping, for those who are watching... And we'll post a photo on our story.
Out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, maybe if I get the liquid out, then it will like scrunch down or something and I can get it out. But I've tried fingering it in the hole here and pulling it out with my finger and it's just not working.
Oh my God.
So we're going to have a little bit of.
No, I'm stuck there.
Nice.
You actually can fully hear that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Funny. I just like so vividly imagined that meme where they're like, where that guy's like, nice.
That's what it was. That's exactly how it sounded. I feel like we should recap what we have been doing while we were away. I think it's been a few months.
Yeah.
Like we went to Bali in July.
Yeah.
Was it or June? No, July. Surely it was July.
Yeah, it was July. And we're like, we'll rebrand. We also filmed an episode in season two. We moved to fortnightly and we filmed an episode before we went away. And then we never ended up posting it because by the time we got back and I was editing, I was like, it's just so outdated that scrap it.
It wasn't worth posting because it'd been so long and it didn't really, I guess, make sense anymore. But it was a good episode to finish the season, so I guess we just now end with a random episode, but
yeah we did wrap it up a little bit and stuff. So for those of you who are loyal regular listeners on Spotify, and we just disappeared, I feel like we did in a way, but we're back with season three.
The most exciting part was we did go on our first international, what would you call it? Work trip, I guess.
Like,
and I think that's what we talked about in the last episode of season two, but you guys never got to hear it because we didn't release it.
Yeah.
So we'll recap on that a bit because that's exciting.
Yes. And we have had a little bit of a rebrand as well. So in terms of like what we have been doing over the last like however many months it's been, we've kind of, I mean, I've had a few changes in my life, which is why we sort of delayed recording as well until I had shifted in my career in terms of a new role and less days. Fuck yeah. But we were like rebranding, working on like...
Fuck yeah, we both have Wednesdays off.
Yes,
now.
Queens. Now we could like record during the day. And it's not like a when I get home from work. And yeah, it was just, it was too much. Yeah. So I'm 4 days and it is like the best thing I've literally ever done in my life. Trying to juggle everything. I feel like I've found balance, but
yeah,
throughout that time we were rebranding and we did sort of decide we wanted to take a little bit of a shift towards a new, not a new niche, but like narrow it down. As you guys would have known, we were doing like, I think categories and we're not doing that, but we sort of we are doing it more flexibly, not in a routine order. And we sort of changed the categories. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Shana?
Well, I think we also added different segments as well. Yeah. So I think the first new thing we've added, which we are starting the episode with, is like our current faves. So we can talk to you guys a bit about some things that we're loving at the moment.
Yes.
And then we'll have our few different topics that we talk about. And then we've also added this. I think this is so exciting.
Me too.
I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but it's like a... it's about like TikTok essentially. So you know how we all send TikToks to our friends and because they relate to us and it's funny and some things you just never even think of, but they're so relevant to your life. Yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh, other people experience this. So we obviously send things back and forth all the time. And I thought, why not choose one that we've sent each other and like talk about it, because so many people will relate to it. And I feel like me just sending it to my sister and like a few friends, I'm like, no, I need to like share it with everyone. Yeah. Because this is so relatable. Yeah. And so funny. So we've added that sort of little bit to the podcast as well. Yeah. So I think that'll be fun to talk about. So we kind of go through a few different things in each episode now rather than one big topic. Yeah. Which is quite cool. So, and then we've got some advice sessions at the end. So,
yes.
But mainly this episode will be just recapping like quickly over like our Bali trip and our first brand / content trip and how that all worked. And then just how Bali and the island Lombok, which was where we stayed, we'll recap over that. And we do have a story to tell you guys, which is like another main thing of Bali, which is when we were stranded at sea. So keep listening.
Yes.
Because we literally were stranded at sea. I'm not even exaggerating. Yeah. But lucky we're talking about this 4 months later, because
the trauma is a little
less. Can you imagine
if
we recorded the next day?
Yeah.
The trauma, oh my gosh. Like
The way we structured today's episode as well is we did kind of like when we were looking at like where we want to go and what sort of things when we're talking about a certain topic in a podcast episode. So we have all those little segments that we'll do every episode regardless of the topic, but we did decide we wanted to focus a little bit less. Yeah. From what we were doing before and kind of come around and do a bit more like content creation-y like side hustle stuff, you know, because we both have essentially these second jobs on top of our current 9-to-5 jobs or whatever crazy hours Shana works. And then
I guess the podcast is one of our side hustles.
Exactly.
So. You know,
yeah,
it's what we're doing. So we may as well talk about it.
Yeah.
Because we all have a side hustle. I feel like most of us have a side hustle. So
yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I've been listening to a podcast that's relatively new and I'll do a little shout out to them. It's called The Talent Managers. And I feel like, I believe they're from Scotland, but they're like these two young, like sort of influencers, but mainly their main jobs, talent managing. And they've been talking a lot about like content creation and like the behind the scenes stuff, which is really what I feel like I pictured when we were talking about doing content creation, less about like what are the rates that influencers use, but more like how do you grow something or what do you do from like start to finish, like how do you create a good YouTube video, for instance, and like kind of sharing the knowledge that we have, which is a lot. And then also the other topics we wanted to talk about were our other passions, which is travel. So we will talk a little bit about in this episode, our holiday, where we went. And then also like wellnessy sort of like relationship, health, wellness kind of aspect, friendships and stuff like that.
Well, I'm excited to hear your current faves, which is our first little segment. So what is your current fave, Steph, besides that cider you're drinking? Because that's your all-time fave.
I wish you could see how I'm drinking it. I have to put my tongue in between the... Yeah, so my current faves top that I'm wearing is the Supre Luxe range. Like, I am obsessed with their tops so much.
Supre full stop is a fave.
Yeah, I love it. And, like, these tops I bought in June, and, like, I wear them to work. I wear them when I exercise. I wear them just sitting here in jeans recording a podcast. Like, I just can't, like... They're literally a 6 month long fave.
My fave, I'm like obsessed, but it's the Bare Minerals tinted hydrating gel cream. Yes. And people are probably going to say that I'm late to this, but I did use Bare Minerals BB cream, but it wasn't this one. It was the pink bottle a few months ago, and everyone used to comment on it, and I only stopped wearing it because it was like, I think it's like $60 to $80. So it is a bit pricey, but let me tell you, it is so worth it. I went to just buy that one again, but I accidentally got this one, and I'll be sticking with this one because it just, I can't explain it enough, but it feels like silk. Like, I'm not even kidding. It doesn't even feel like it obviously, you know how a moisturizer is like thick and creamy?
Yeah.
And that's what, if you kind of feel hydrated from that, yeah. This is like, more serum-y gel hydrating, I feel.
I love that.
Like, and it's so light, and it's just so light and soft. Like, but, so this is my fave because I only use BB creams or tinted moisturizers. So, and it gives quite a lot of, like, color to the face. Mm. It's not, yeah, coverage, but more like, it's just a tinted moisturizer. So it's just like color, like, kind of thing. So, yeah.
I have to try it.
And it also comes in so many different shades. Yeah, you definitely do. It's a bit pricey, like $60, mm-hmm. but it's so worth it. It just feels so good. Like, you don't feel like you're putting makeup on it. You feel like you're putting like sunscreen or a serum on.
Do you put much on?
But it also has SPF 30 in it.
Oh, yes.
Not, you don't need much at all. No, because it's got, I usually go a bit like tanner than I am because I want to look tanner. Mm-hmm. So that means I just have to put less on because there's obviously a lot more color there. Mm. But the base of my makeup right now, if you're watching on the video, is this, and then I just have some bronzer on, but that's all.
I love that.
So, amazing. I love, definitely try. I'm in the shade June 7.5 and it's lasting a while too. So
yeah, that's what I always wonder is like, guys, how quick do you go through it for $60?
I've had it for a while now. I want to say like over a month.
Oh, that's
good. And there's no sign of it getting low. Mm. Like, I'm still just touching the bottle. It's definitely worth it. In my books, I'll be repurchasing. So I reckon we should get into topic one, which is our recap on our Bali trip, but mostly to do with like our first brand trip / content.
Yes.
Travel trip, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it, but super exciting. We pretty much went to Lombok collabing with a bunch of different villas, which is a dream because the villas over in Lombok are amazing. You probably have seen some on our Instagram and a lot on our personal Instagrams. So that was the main purpose of going to Bali this year.
It was the whole reason we went. Like, we didn't even plan on going.
Yeah, pretty much how it happened. It was like a maybe. And the first villa we stayed at was Nanti Bamboo Villas. And at the time, I was following another accommodation page for a completely different country, and they posted that they're opening. And it was obviously recently after COVID, so everything was opening up. And they were having heaps of villas opening up in Lombok because Lombok is only a third world country and it's way smaller than Bali, so you can imagine how like small the island is and how many people are there and way less tourists are there, especially after COVID. Yeah. So they're obviously all starting back up, and a heap of new villas have opened up. So Nanti Bamboo Villas posted on their Instagram like, get in touch if anyone wants to collab, pretty much. So we ended up sending our media kits and like all our portfolios and stuff on what we can offer. And they ended up getting back to us with a two-night stay, and they have two different villas. One of us was in one and the other was in the other, but we have more to talk about
yes.
later about that. But that was how it all came about. And then Steph and I were like, well, we don't really go for just two nights accommodation in Lombok. So let's see if we can collab with a few more villas and see what we can do while we're over there, which was perfect because all these villas like needed the promotion at the time because of COVID and how hard they obviously went through, and there was no tourists there. So that's how we got the main part of the trip. And then we had three more, Villa Avalon. Is it Villa Avalon?
Yeah.
I think that's one villa of night.
Niyama Villas.
What was the?
Niyama.
Niyama Villas. Yeah. So Villa Avalon is a part of that whole bunch of villas. We stayed at Villa Avalon. That place was amazing. Oh my God. It was incredible. So we stayed there and collabed with them. And then we stayed at Tiu Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for three nights on the same contracts pretty much. But yes, there are a heap of like work to go into it. Obviously, we mentioned we had media kits. We had to write up what we'd give them and what they could offer us. And the scary part is that nothing was a signed contract. So
yeah,
that was nothing very was guaranteed. Scary. Yes. So nothing was guaranteed. We had obviously contacts with the owners who usually live in Australia or another country like running it. And then they have their hosts in Lombok that run it actually on site. So we had everyone's details and accommodation. So it was all pretty, everything was locked in and the only thing there was just no signatures. So it felt good, but it like in the back of our heads, we were like, what if we get there and we have no accommodation? So that was the scary part. And there was one thing that happened before we even left, which was 70.
Yeah. I mean, like there were two things that went wrong. One, like at the end of the day, we kind of went in knowing that like, you know, we weren't guaranteed. So we're like, we need a plan B, we need a backup. And by the time we even left, we had four places that we had like three locked in and then one that was like semi locked in, but all of a sudden they stopped replying to us. That was on our last night, thankfully. But then, when Sam and I were on the flight there, we had a stopover in Darwin and we get there and like, we're just staying on the tarmac and we open up on our 3G and we can see that like Shana's like, shit, they got the dates wrong. So we had to like instantly book somewhere else on night number one in Lombok. So like literally the first day, first night, something had gone wrong and like it was only for one of us. So Shay and Shana went and stayed in the villa for two nights and then Sam and I went and stayed at Plan B Hotel called El Tropico, which I'm so glad we got to stay there. Like that was actually so nice. I loved that hotel. So we did that and then we went
and they essentially just double booked us.
Yeah,
so someone else was in the other villa, so we, and obviously because we were working with them and got free accommodation and they had a guest in there, they were obviously more inclined to obviously tell us, like,
you can't stay.
You're going to need to sort something out because we've actually got paying guests there. So that was fair enough. But, yeah, that was the first issue that happened. But it was fine because I got accommodation just down the road. So we always knew that was an option. We just, like, hoped that it wouldn't happen just to keep this trip smooth. But then that made it hard with you, Steph, trying to get the content and everything that we had offered just in one day because we were getting we had two villas that we had to do walkthroughs, reels, posts and everything, and now we were limited to just a few hours at this second one. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing is one night, really, like, we have, like, a pretty low following, but we offered them a lot that it was, like, and I still believe that, like, what we offered them was invaluable, like, in a way. And so I feel like we had a lot to offer, but then when one night was taken away from us, it leaves you with only the afternoon and then the next morning to get stuff, which is really hard because weather's unpredictable. Like, there's all these things that goes into content creating, which we'll talk about in another episode, really. But, like, especially when you're in another country, like, you've got to charge up stuff. I had to, like, when you're in front of a camera as well, you've got to be in the right mood. And I know that it's not, like, brands should wait for you to be in the right mood, but, like, if, like, you know, I can't get up at, like, the crack of dawn to film something if, like I'm sleep deprived, or I don't know, like, there's just so much that goes into it when you're the one in front of the camera talking, and that's not going to be good if you're forced into it.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, with such limited time, it's hard because obviously check-in is at noon and then check-out is at 10. So you really only have so many hours. And I mean, we had a schedule of what we wanted to film and get for content. So now that we were taken away like 50% of the time, half our like mood boards and planning couldn't happen. So obviously we had to change all that up. So, but we ended up getting the content we needed. Obviously it was a bit less than we hoped for that second villa, but it was an amazing stay and highly recommend. I got a lot of people asking where that place was when we were staying there. It's Nanti Bamboo Villas in Kuta Lombok. So amazing view, amazing like villa hut stay. So yeah, very cute. So, and everyone was so nice there. It was just, unfortunately, they double booked us, which happens, I guess. So
yeah,
that's just one thing to look out for.
And like something to mention as well, how we ended up like, in a way, getting these opportunities was because Shana and I are a great package. Like, she's mainly like short form content, and then I'm like really good at long form content and YouTube. So like, we were kind of able to offer like both of those, like just this full package for both hotels. Yep. But again, that's what kind of sucks is that, like, you know, it so much goes into like, I mean, it does with Instagram and stuff too, but then when I'm like got an afternoon and a morning, it just really isn't incredible timing to try and get all of this, and the editing and stuff like that, there's a lot of that at the tail end as well.
And then the second, I mean, we were there for like 10 days. So that was the first issue which happened on, which we knew before we got there. So we were able to plan it. And then we got to Lombok. We stayed at the three villas for about like 10 different days. And then the last villa we were unsure about the whole time because they stopped replying. And we did lock in dates. We did everything, but we were just a bit unsure because they were a new villa and we just hadn't seen any updates on if they were even open for guests or if they were ready for guests. So we were very unsure about what was going to happen. Lucky it was the last two nights of the trip. And by, I think midway through the trip, we'd like emailed again, which was just weird that they stopped replying because I was so keen. But yeah. And then, yeah, we got there and we're like, okay, plan B, which we always had plan B because there was no contracts, which contracts is like a big thing with this, but we knew that we may as well like do this because like we're in Bali, we're in Lombok, it's fun, like it's our first international trip, like we have a plan B, so we'll just make it work. And luckily it did for literally majority of the trip was fine, like all of it except for the last two nights. But yeah, essentially we never heard back from them, so we were unable to, like, get the address. That was the last thing. It was like, we had dates, we had everything, we just needed the location.
Yeah, and it was when we just were never overseas. Like, we're literally there, and we actually saw, like, it was being developed by this, like, private sanctuary, like, company that's building developments out there. So we saw the sign for it, and we literally walked into their, like, real estate agency store, and we're like, we're just wondering if this villa is open yet. They're like, oh no. So we're like, okay, that's
so like, no, like it's not open. It's not like ready for guests. And we're like,
okay.
What? Yeah, so, because we just pretended to be curious. Yeah. And then We're like, oh, okay. And then that just
and then we
locked
booked
in
out
that
a comp.
We weren't staying.
Like, it's fine. I don't care. Just, yeah. But it's more just that it was like, we literally don't have anywhere to sleep. So that was like 2 days yeah. out. And we're like, fuck it. We're like, yeah. That leads us very well into our Stranded at Sea story, because instead yeah. of going out to where this place was, we were like, cool, we're just at this like cheap, amazing hotel called El Tropico that we stayed at the beginning of the trip. And we're like, we're going to head out on a nice day adventure to a place called Salong Balanak.
Maui.
Well, yeah. And we wanted we were like, we're going to go there. It's like a really high recommended place down in South Lombok. But then the boys were kind of like, oh, it looks like there's better surf at a beach called Maui, which is like a few headlands across.
Right next to it.
But yeah. then it looked like a bitch to get to via the scooters that we hired. So we're like, we'll go to Salong.
Yeah. And it was already a 45 minute scooter yeah. ride there. So that was like the biggest ride we had done the whole time. Yeah. But yeah, we got there and to Salong Balak, is that what it's called? I think
yeah, good
I
enough.
Pronounce everything wrong, but, we got there and we're like, cool. Like I was like, oh, cool. We'll just chill here. But then the boys were like asking the locals about Maui and they're like, yeah, we just get a boat over. Like we just get a boat over the headland. Just one of those little like canoe kayak looking.
Like just a classic Indonesian boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Which we'd had been on so many times, like, while we'd stayed there. So we're like, yeah, whatever. And they were telling us you can't scooter there, and which was, like, a complete lie. Like, everyone scooters there. But it is – Shay and I actually did it a few days later, but it is so bad. Like, it's not a road. It's like full – oh, my God. It's
like cross-country.
It's worth it when you get there.
Yeah.
It's full cross-country, rocks and everything. Yeah. So, but it's worth it when you get there. And – it's more of like a hidden place over there. So not many people go there. And that's probably another reason why they don't make the access easier. But anyway, they're like, you can't scooter there. We'll take you by boat. And then, it took this boat to like, there was so many boats there. There was like 2,000 boats, I swear, sitting in the water. And this guy's like, yep, I'll go get mine. And I don't know what took him so long. It took him like 20 minutes to get his. So we're like, okay, like this is taking longer than we thought. And then he got there. It was this young guy. He was probably like, he was so young. He was like 18, surely.
Yeah. At least. Yeah. He was definitely like
he was young.
Yeah.
He was a kid. Yeah. Yeah. And we got on there and we all squished in and we were just like, holy crap. And the engine from the get-go was fucked.
It was so
like,
loud.
The sound of it. It was so loud that we're like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And then we're like, whatever. We end up traveling like a few hundred meters offshore. And we're just putting along, like full putting. We can't go any faster than like, we're not going fast at all. Like we're full putting and we're like, okay, but this is just must be what we do. And then we go around this headland, around the rocks, and we're like, oh my God, like it's actually pretty big around here, like the waves that the boys were going to surf. And we were laughing about like, oh, haha, like what if it's too big to surf? We'll just come back.
I was laughing and then, with fear though. I was like, you can't surf that. Like
yeah,
that's scary.
We were actually. Yeah.
Like joking, but
we were actually all low-key scared. Yeah. Like we were like, haha, if it's too big, we'll go back. Yeah. Like
we're like, is this where we're going or like, are we going all the way over there? And he's like, yes.
Yeah. And then so we end up actually going to Maui, which is further over. And it looked fine to surf. The boys jumped out. And our plan was for him to just take us to shore and we'd just sit on the shore until we wanted to go back in. As soon as the boys jumped out of the boat, and I reckon they paddled like 5 meters. I reckon they were 5 meters away. He tried to restart the engine and the string snapped. And I didn't even see that at the time. Like, I actually didn't see that happen. So when he was trying to start it with this little string, I was thinking, it's okay. Like, he obviously used that before. But he snapped it. And I didn't realize, and he could not start this thing. And the swell, guys, was, like, 4 foot, like, at the surf break, let alone where we were sitting. and getting pushed to was just fucked. And we ended up drifting because he couldn't start this thing and he was real focused on trying to start this engine. It's kind of like a lawnmower. So, like, you pull it like the string like a lawnmower and it should go, and it just wasn't going. We were like, we have it on Instagram, but Steph started to film and I was like, low-key, like, oh, it's fine.
Fuck off, bitch.
And then we turn around, we've drifted. We've drifted so far. We turn around and he goes like, shit.
He was
and
like, oh shit.
I was thinking, oh my God. Shit. I turn around. We're almost at the waves crashing. Yeah. We're almost at the waves that were crashing on these rocks, like in the headland, because we'd been distracted by this motor. And he gets out one paddle and starts paddling us out to sea because we needed to get over these waves. Otherwise we're going to fucking capsize. And then I was like shitting myself because, I mean, Steph was shitting herself because, like, they were big waves. And I feel like because I surf and stuff, I'm like, I know, I vision what can happen when we get stuck. And, like, I feel like, Steph, you're like, we're just fucked. Like, there's massive waves, we're fucked.
I was like, whereas we're going to be squished onto the rocks.
Oh, if we don't get over this one, yeah. There was a point where we went over a wave that almost broke that I thought, the wave behind it is just going to break on us.
Yeah.
And we had, not to mention, we had our backpack full of all our phones and everything. And, like, worst case, we would have obviously thrown it overboard. And we had a surfboard, so we would have just floated on that or whatever. But it was just the fact that we were in a situation where we even had to think that we had to ditch this fucking boat or canoe, like, because we were that close to the waves just breaking.
I feel like though there's not, like, there's no way to describe how, like, it just felt such an isolated area. Like, it's not like we were close to a beach where all these people were. Like, we're around a headland in the middle of, like, nowhere, not a single boat in sight, like, three surfers so far that they wouldn't even notice us capsizing. Like, it would just be us. And, like, the swell was incredible.
We had drifted so far from Shay and Sam that they thought we went and, like, were looking at some reef that he'd taken us to, like, when we ended up telling them on the beach. But we had drifted so far that we couldn't even wave or signal anyone. Yeah. There was no one around. We luckily, thank God, he paddled us further enough out, and we ended up anchoring just, like, out at sea. And enough for, like, we knew that no waves were going to crash on us, so at least we could just float there, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then we thought, like, we need help. Like, this engine isn't starting. We're just sitting here in the middle of the fucking ocean. And I get my phone out, and I am stressing.
Yeah.
I'm stressing, but, like, trying not to show it, but my face was, like, I was full serious. Steph's pissing herself laughing. Because I think that was her reaction because she was stressed. But I was, like, on Instagram trying to message his friend that wasn't replying, trying to call his friend. And there was, like, a language barrier as well, guys, which made it so much harder. Like, trying to figure out what his phone number was because he didn't have his phone. So if he had his phone,
it
would have been fine because he would have just called someone on the beach. But, yeah, but I had my phone and I had to – this language barrier, this – overseas number. And oh my God, after probably 20 minutes of sitting there trying to, thank God I had service too, trying to get onto someone, we finally did. And he called and he said, he must have said, the motor's fucked, come and help us. Anyway, this guy comes and, like, oh my God, because I start, like, full waving my hands to this random boat that goes past.
Oh my God, yeah.
This random boat came past.
The only boat going out to sea.
And I grabbed it and I was like, help. I was like, help us. Like, our boat isn't working. And Steph's like, they're not going to save us. Like, they're probably working and they're not. They don't care. And I was like, no. We're literally fucked. Anyway, what happens is he ends up starting the engine and we're like, okay, sweet. He takes up the anchor, dies. And I was like, fuck. Like, we may as well just sit out at sea and wait for him because, like, we don't want to drift. So he puts the anchor back down and then he keeps playing with the engine and it goes off on. And anyway, he ends up cutting the anchor because he gets the engine working. So the only thing that is keeping us safe is this fucking anchor. He cuts it because it gets stuck on the rock underneath.
With like scissors, and think, and, he literally just and starts snaps going because
the engine's like working at this time. So he snapped the engine rope and he snapped the anchor. So we're fucked. We're like literally fucked. Yeah. And we're just praying that this other guy is so close. Like it had been so long since we called him. So we're like, come on, bro, like, please be nearby. And anyway, the guy comes, and thankfully we didn't drift anywhere because it was fine. And we end up jumping into his boat and went back to shore. And at this point we were like, the boys have no idea which boat to get onto, where we are. Like there's no communication at all. And the whole time I was, because I just wanted to get back to shore. I was like, get me in to shore. Like, I need to just get on land. Like, I can swim, I can surf, like, it's fine. Worst case, I would have jumped in, swam, or, like, or went on the surfboard. But it was more the fact that we had all our phones and shit on
and
there.
And three bodies.
That I was like, we're about to lose literally everything. And obviously, you sacrifice the bag over lives. I get that. But the fact that we even had to contemplate that was just really scary.
Yeah.
And we were, I can't like tell you that we were literally in the middle of nothing. Like, there was no one around that we could even like flag. Like, I was still trying to wave my hands, trying to hopefully someone saw from a from a distance. Like, oh my God.
I have a lot of the footage, like, and I actually put it all into one of my vlogs as well. So if you are interested in seeing like the visuals to the story, they are available on a vlog. We'll link it in this, in the show notes.
It was just insane. Like the size of the waves, like just being stuck. And then anyway, we got into shore. I was like, I'm not getting back on that boat. Sorry, Steph. And I gave her Shay's phone because only Shay and I had a SIM. So I kept one and she grabs Shay's and I was like, this is his pass lock. If something happens, call me. Because she went back out on the boat to get the boys because so the boys knew how to get back. And then they had no idea what happened. None. They literally thought that he took us to some reef to go have a look at some snorkeling because they saw we were so far away.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we were fucking stranded.
Yeah,
we were stranded, and so we were traumatized for a bit, but we survived. We're grateful for everyone that helped, and everything went fine, but it was just a real close call, and it was really scary. Like, I wasn't even scared of like being out at sea with like sharks or anything, or like it was more just like, holy crap, like we need to make decisions here. Like, what are we gonna do? We can't just sit here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So But Shay and I actually went back a few days later through the scooter, like the bike track. We didn't obviously get the boat. We'll never do that again. Just kidding. Like, it was just a faulty one. They're like, don't be put off by that. Like, we're sorry. Like, that was so nice, but it was just very scary.
Yeah.
And it was just unlucky that we got like the shit engine, you know?
Yeah.
So, they were very helpful and very nice. So we're very grateful for that.
It became a funny memory.
It was just unlucky. That engine was just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had beers with them after and it was funny. But, Shay and I went back by the trail and it was really nice. We got to the beach, see the beach on land. And it was good. Yeah. But that was our story. So,
So we're going to start some of the other trends next week because Shana needs to run off to a house inspection, so we'll be getting some life updates from her when those things all kind of fall into place. So
there's a few life updates.
Yeah, that'll be the end of this episode, but we will start with our proper like sort of structure and we'll put up a question box. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, go across to Instagram and be ready to ask for like advice, questions, because we will do that for like 5 to 10 minutes at the end of each episode in the future as well.
And now with our TikTok segment, definitely send us, we do have a Suddenly 20s TikTok, so definitely send us TikToks that you think we should discuss or like that are funny and relatable, because that's what we want to talk about. And that segment and Queen Advice, which is where we post a question box and you guys ask us for advice, we'll start in the next episode as well. We just thought we'd give you guys a recap of our trip and how that all worked out. But we'll go into depth about the collabing with brands in a full episode.
Yeah.
that was just a short rundown on our experience for the first time.
Overseas
and
stuff.
Our little drama over there.
Yeah.
Overseas drama.
And the next episode we record, we will be in person.
Yes. Oh my God. Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're so excited to start season 3.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for all those new exciting segments. I'm so keen.
Yes. Woo! All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.